feed his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yimam and Imi Marasi, based on the Torah Bagon Baruch Dov Pofarski Shlita. It's Mavur in the Gemara, Divrei Rava, who explains Tama Mishnah, that a sukkah it can't be higher than 20 amos, because Torah tells us, leave your diras keva and sit in a diras arai. And therefore 20 amos, where a person doesn't make his dira, diras arai, makes it a diras keva, it's going to be puzzle. Frektabai, if that's true, that it has to be a diras arai, then how come if you make a mechitzah shel barzel, it's kosher, it should be puzzle? Elameyat osa mechitzah shel barzel, etc. Shachan v'loi sukkah, is that not going to be a sukkah? If you make walls of iron, because that's keva, and it's just the Gemara, that beneath 20 amos, that a person makes his dira dira sarai, when he makes it a dira's keva, he's also yotze. Higher than 20 amos, that a person makes his dira dira's keva, when he makes it a dira sarai, even if it's higher than 20 amos, he's not yotze. So Tosis explains that the Ikar Adin Shenemar says that a sukkah should be ru'uya lio sarai. And therefore, it's in such an instance, if it's ru'uya lio sarai, it's kosher, even when it's keva. But the lashon of the Gemara is that l'mala mi'chof amah ki avad le'dira sarai nami lo nafik. So it's mashma a little bit that even l'mala mi'esrim amah ti tochen that you can make it into a dira sarai. Tosa says that it has to be arai. So even higher than 20 can be arai. Chora nira, that since it's not the derech to make it arai, when it's higher than 20 amos, therefore it's puzzle. So in Achanami, it could be arai, but it's not the derech to make it arai, and therefore it's going to be puzzle. Rashi writes, "Lagabe asim mechitzah shel barzel, it's kosher." Rashi says, "The yesh b'chal keva arai, included in the keva is also arai." Vare osa ketora, and he did it properly. See, Lehegi and Rashi, that mi'ikar adin, you do need taras aroi v'sukkah. Just included in keva is also din aroi, and even mechitza shel barzel. This mechitza, if you're memait this mechitza, if you thin out the mechitza, it has a taras mechitza daka, which is aroi. That's Rashi. Rashi says, Yesh b'chlal keva aroi. In other words, within this keva, you have an aroi. So you just view the mechitza just as a very, very thin, flimsy mechitza, and therefore it's going to be aroi. But l'mala me'esrim ama, the whole mahus is that it's a diras keva, and the shear of 20 amis is mevatel l'shem aroi. And it has a shame keva. So you see l'chor in Rashi that it needs to mamish have a taras aroi. And not whether or not it's the derech lasos aroi, but it actually needs to be taras aroi. Because he says that aroi is included in keva. B'chol keva yesh gam din aroi. And therefore, mechitza shel barzel, this mechitza, if you thin it out, then it's going to have a taras aroi. And therefore, included in this keva is aroi. And it doesn't bother us, it doesn't shter us that it's thicker. Because you have within this keva aroi, as long as it's under 20 amas, once it's over 20 amas, that already is mevatel, the Shem Aroi, because that already makes it into a permanent structure. But once it's under 20, then that enables us to see it as a temporary structure by seeing the temporary aspect of it and not being mityaches, not relating to the fact that it's thicker. Now, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Tosis in Dibur Maschil Ki asks that since we're only concerned that it should be fitting to be aroi, it should be ru'uya lasias aroi. So why then, if it's ru'uya lasias aroi, why are gishamim a simon klala b'chag? Why is rain a sign of a curse, that it's the Jewish people are being cursed on the Chag? He can put in nisarim, he can put in beams, the masmerim with nails, and then gishamim won't fall into the sukkah, because then it's still ru'uya la'asiyas haroi, because it's under 20, and therefore you should be able to make put in beams, and then rain won't fall into the sukkah. B'chor, what Tosis means is that you should be mechasa the sukkah with complete covering, a lot of beams, very thick, and no rain's going to fall in. And according to the way Tosis is learning, the ikar psul in such a case is that it should be considered a ceiling, and therefore it's like keva. But it's ru'uya las liyos haroi. Therefore Tosis is asking that it should be beseder. Now, according to Rashi, we explain that the reason is because the reason it's kosher is not because it's ru'uya liyos haroi, is because yesh b'chlal keva haroi. It actually is haroi, because included in this keva is haroi. So we can say that this din is only shaykh b'defanos, because the, like we explained, the hechsher sukkah is aideh hachelek hadak b'yoser shel hadoifen, which is b'fchinas haroi, and the nishar, what blives or remains, is not megareya, and that's the inyan of yesh b'chal keva haroi. And if so, that's all b'defanos. Avo b'schach, you can't say this, because the ikar din of schach is that it's meitzel, that it gives shade. And the schach, that's letzel, is machshir the sukkah. So you can't, the walls you can cut down, because that's not the ikar sukkah. But the ikar sukkah is the schach. And the din of the schach is that the schach is giving shade. So the schach that's there giving shade, you can't cut it down. And then if so, kol sheyesh schach yoser, the more schach you have, the toras keva alav, that now it has a toras keva because it's more schach, because it's very thick beams, shuv ein achelek haroi meitzel es hasukkah, so it's not the chelek haroi that's giving shade to the sukkah. In other words, by a sukkah you're looking at how much shade there is. Lemaisa, how much shade there is, and the more shade there is, then if there's complete covering, then it's considered keva. Because you can cut it down. When it comes to the walls, just say, look at the wall, yesh b'chlal keva aroi. Look at the walls if it was a thin wall. When it comes to the schach, you want to see how much shade there is. And on Maisa, there's a lot of shade, so you can't cut that down. That's the ikar of the sukkah. The schach is letzel. And the more tzel there is, then the more, if it's kavut sail, then it's thick beams, then that's considered keva. There's no inyan of thinning out the sail. Depends how much sail you have. The mice, how much sail do you have? The purpose of the beams is to make sail. So the walls, you can thin out the walls and make it aroi, yesh b'chlal keva aroi. When it comes to the tzel, the ma'aser, look at how much shade you have. You have loads of shade. And that's going to pass all the sukkah, because that makes it into keva. So, b'das Tosfos, we have to say that it's really also right, it's kasher. The same thing applies to the schach. And therefore, even if it's under 20, so it's really also right, they could theoretically make it into an asukas haroi. They could make it into schach haroi. It doesn't have to be keva. It's under 20, they could make it haroi. So, why isn't it kosher if you're kovei masmerim, but put nails in beams and make it a thick covering. Tosu says that we can be mechalek bein eschach ledefanos. And eschach, which is the ikar hasukah, ain't no kosher. It's only kosher if you have eschach, if it's aroi before. But the fanos don't have to be aroi before. And that needs further understanding. And also it's interesting that Tosus only asked this kasha on the Rabbanan. That why can't you make under 20 permanent beams? Permanent thick beams. But according to Rabbi Yehuda's Machshir Lamala Master Mama, and he holds that a sukkah can be a diras keva. So b'pshuto, inyan geshamim. So Rabbi Yehuda also, he holds it's a diras keva, but the inyan of geshamim siman kol lechag is l'kulei alma. It's a medrash. So we should also have a kashim Rabbi Yehuda. He says that you can make the sukkah diras keva, so then why can't you make kavua beams? If you can make it higher than 20, because you can have a sukkah keva, then why can't you also have thick beams? Tosus only asked this kasha on Rabbanan. Why is it a simon klal lecha? Because you can make thick beams. Why not in Rabbi Yehuda? Later on, in the Zayin Amid Beis, this is the Gemara, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. Kulu svira lehu diras keva beinam. So these three rabbis, including Rabbi Yehuda, they all hold that the sukkah is diras keva. That's the din in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah can be even higher than 20 amos. Kedivrei Rava, that the reason is because higher than 20 amos is keva, like we explained. The Rosh and Siman Aleph writes, V'anam stavril and duchas ha-karava, v'kaimel and sukkah diras ha-roi b'inan, that we, it's mistaver, that the halacha is like Rava, that we paskin that sukkah is a temporary dwelling. And Rabbi Yehuda's machshir holds that sukkah diras keva be'in and perish the machshir after diras keva. Let's look and say he's machshir even if it's a diras keva. He holds it could be a diras right, could be a diras keva. But let's look and say, and the halacha is not like him. So we have to understand, even according to the Rabbanan, it could be keva. We just hold that, like Tosa says, that it has to be Ru'il Arai. And if so, Rabbi Yehuda argues. And he holds that if he's arguing with the rabbis, he holds no. That it has to be Diras Keva. Because if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the rabbis, if the rabbis hold that a sukkah can be possibly a diras keva, could be diras haroi, could also be diras keva. Just if it's a diras keva, it has to be ruil yos haroi. But it could be a diras keva. So then what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing with? He also holds it could be keva haroi. So maybe he's arguing, and he holds that no, you dafka need a diras keva. Like the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yekulu Svirlu, even Rabbi Yehuda holds, that sukkah requires a diras keva. And now that you have an option. According to the rabbis, you have an option. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need dafka diras keva. So that would, you could possibly argue that, but we see not like that in the Rush. Because the Rush learns, the Iker Din of Rabbi Yehuda is that he's Machshir, even if it's not real Arroy, but Sukkos Arroy is also Kasher. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have an option. According to the rabbis, it needs to be Ruil Yos Arroy. could be keva, could be aroi, but at least it has to be really aseroi, which means under 20. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's machshir, even if it's not really aseroi, it could be aroi, it could be keva, it could be aroi, it could be keva. Either way is fine, but it doesn't even have to be really aseroi, but it could be aroi. Rabbi Nissan will ask in the Rosh, wait a second, what about Abai? Abai says in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda requires a diras keva. So how can you say that Arai is okay? And he also asks from the Gemara of Sukkah al Gabi Sukkah, Daf Yud, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah is Machlokas Racham Rabbi Yehuda, when the lower Sukkah could not take the pillows from the higher sukkah, so then the higher sukkah is not real adira el bedochak, and therefore the rabbis hold it still has a shame sukkah, and the tachtona is psula kedin sukkah tachas sukkah, because according to the rabbis that it could be Arai, so the higher one still has the shame sukkah, and therefore the lower one's possible because it's sukkah tachas sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ayon is not kshera, because it's not really real at dira, and Mimele the tachton is kshera, because it's not sukkah tachas sukkah. The Riff and the Rush explain that Rabbi Yehuda holds latamei, that sukkah is diras keva, and therefore the higher sukkah is not kosher. You see that the daf kanita diras keva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamar Sanal also asks from the Sugan Perak Beis that a yashin tachas amita, a yashin tachas amita lo yitzay dechovaso, and Rabbi Yehuda's machshir. So it's mavur in the Gemara that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that sukkah is diras keva beinam. And therefore the Oal Aroi, the temporary tent of the Mita, is not Mevatel the Diras Keva, is not Mevatel the permanent dwelling of the Sukkah. So therefore if you're lying under the bed, the Oal Aroi is not Mevatel the Oal Keva of the Sukkah. So you see again according to Rabbi Yehuda that Sukkah is a Diras Keva. Also later on, Darash Rava, you're allowed to sleep under a kila, even though it has a gag, this gag over the bed, and even though it's high ten tefachim, k'mayik Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ola rise not about to the Ola keva. So he calls him muchach l'chara, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that sukkah is la'olam a diras keva, and therefore diras keva bina. The Ritva holds in our sugya, lehedya, Rabbi Yehuda's machshir, bein diras keva, bein diras arayka divri arash, so you have the rush who holds Machshir both, and then you have remember the Ritva, and then you have Korban Asanel who brings numerous rayas that according to Rabbi Yehuda Dafka has to be a diras keva. Another ha'ara is that according to the Chum, if you're sleeping under a mita, you're not yotzei de chovaso, and that's the halacha. But we said earlier that even according to the Rabbanan, a diras keva is kasher. It just has to be Ru'uya Lios Aroi. So if it would be Keva, it should be Mutra Lishan Tachas Amita, because the Ol Aroi is not Mevatel Diras Keva. Mar doesn't say that. Later on, we have enough Chafal from the Beis that Rav Shimon holds. Yoshin Tachas Amita, Le'etzei Dechovaso. Frak the Gemara, Rav Shimon holds Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. So you need three walls in the fourth of Tefach. Diras Keva. So why is it why can't you sleep under the bed? It's only an Ol Aroi, it shouldn't be Mevatel the Ol Keva. And just the Gemara, the Rav Shimon holds that the Ol Aroi Taki is Mevatel the Ol Keva. But why didn't the Gemara also ask according to the Rabbanan? That they hold that it's Sukkah's Kshera Gam Kshi Keva. according to them, if you're yashin tachas amita, maybe it shouldn't be kosher. Because the ol aroi can be mevatel the ol keva. And the answer is that the Rabbanan hold that an ol aroi is not mevatel an ol keva. So the rabbis really have no problem. Excuse me, rabbis hold that Hayashin Tachas Amita Lo Yatzei Dechovasa, and that's the halacha. But we said earlier that according to the rabbis, Ksheira Sukkas Keva, we just hold that it has to be Ru'uya Lios Haroi, but a Sukkas Keva is kosher. So if it's Keva, it should be Mutter Lishan Tachas Amita, because the Ol Haroi is not mevatel the diras keva. So why are you not yotzei dechovasa? According to Reb Shimon, we say that the ol aroi is mevatel the ol keva. The rabbis don't hold an ol aroi is mevatel ol keva. The rabbis do hold that you can have an ol keva, and if you have an ol keva and you're sleeping under the ol aroi, you're not yotze. Why are you not yotze? If they don't hold that osi ol aroi mevatel ol keva, that's only Reb Shimon Shita. And why are you not yotze? So it's mashma that according to the rabbis, even if you say that ol aroi is not mevatel and ol keva, you're still not going to be yotze. Why not? If ol aroi is not mevatel ol keva, why are you not yotze? When you sleep under the mita, you should be perfectly yotze, because you have an ol keva. Only according to Reb Shimon, ol aroi is mevatel ol keva. Therefore, you're not yotze. According to the rabbis, you can have it ol keva. They don't hold asa ol aroi mevatel ol keva. So why should you not be yotze? And yet it still says that you're not yotze. So how do you understand the chum? And why are you not yotze if you're sleeping under the bed and you have an ol keva? The ol aroi is not mevatel the ol keva. You should be yotze. So that's what we have to understand. So mir tashem, in the next shir, we will come to a beautiful havana of this sugya, and hopefully b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, sinaflos mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.